Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League podcast, season 11, episode number 8, actually, and number 62 in the series. I am your host, Andrew. I'm joined by three special guests. We have the 2006 and 2011 champion, Mr. AP Hughes. We have
the
2002 champion, Brian Chatit, and the winner of what again, Aaron? Did Johnny win?
He won the Elite League last year.
He won the Elite League last year, the 2011 Elite League winner. And Johnny, you want to say anything? All right, so let's get right into the results of week number 7. Aaron over Oberg, which was an easy one, of course, right? Andy over Ochi, Palmer over Bryant, Bate over Snyder, Kevin over Nanake, Doug over Tybo. Game of the week goes to who? Johnny. All right, Aaron, game of the week goes to who?
game of the week. So Johnny says meaning me, of course. But I smoked his ass, so I don't know why it was the game of the week. No, it's Dave Payton and Joe Snyder. I mean, that was very close, and up until the end, I mean, you know, they scored the most and second most points. So that was one of the best games of the week.
Yes, it was definitely one of the best games of the week. Brian, what do you think?
Absolutely, it comes down to Tim Jennings and. And then there you go. Pate's the winner.
There you go. Hey, and so just so we can make this clear, Johnny is actually on Skype typing to us because his microphone isn't working. So that's why we're asking him questions and there's a long pause because we're hoping that maybe he gets his mic to work. So the toilet bowl game goes to who, Brian?
Me. It's always me.
All right. So Aaron.
Oh, it was Doug and Tybo. I mean, Borman broke, like, I think he broke 50 points after, like, Sunday night, you know? Mm-hmm. It was a very, very bad game.
For both of them, actually. Both of them had just bad off weeks, actually, so.
Well, Doug didn't do bad. I mean, he got in the 210s, you know?
Yeah, but when it's all said and done, I think it was just an off week.
Got in the 230s, I should say. Yeah.
So, let's move on to week number 8. We have divisional game. Andy versus Tybo, divisional game, Ochi versus Palmer, Aaron versus Nanage, Bryant versus Joe, Ober versus Peyton, Kevin versus Doug. Game of the week is going to go to who, Brian?
They're all games of the week. You know what? They are. Why
all
not?
All right, Johnny, what do you got to say? Aaron, what do you got to say?
It's very clear. You know, just like last week, Nanage, it's same thing again. Nanage versus myself. I'm the leader of my division. He's the leader of his division. So it's a huge game. I mean, it really is. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with this. Currently, right now, I'm up. But, you know, there's a chance that I could lose it.
All right. So game of the week, I'm going to say myself versus Ty. Because it really who wins that game is going to decide who's going to be in the playoffs and who's going to be playing for the Bakersfield. So,
well, and if you want to, you know, if you look at all the matchups, obviously you versus Tybo, big matchup, like you said, Ochi versus Palmer, that is actually a pretty big matchup because, you know, when you take the look at Palmer, he's 3-0 in the division. A win here solidifies that he won that division pretty much because
he'll have the tiebreaker, the first tiebreaker.
Yeah, he'll have the first tiebreaker, you know, and so he wins that division hands down. At that point in time, he could actually lose the rest of his games and still win the division.
So
so that's a big game. And then Brian and Joe, it's a big game because if Brian upsets Joe, it's going to hurt his playoff chances. Oberg and Pate, you know, another kind of similar thing. And then Doug and Kevin. Doug wins. Doug is, you know, he's pushed up into the playoff picture, into the main part of the playoff picture, not just like he's not second fiddle anymore. So they're all really, really, really huge games.
Yeah, definitely. So – what do you think? So we don't have any toilet bowl games then this week, do we?
Yeah, we do.
Who do we got, Brian?
Me.
Yeah, Brian's still playing, dude. So.
Oh, okay.
And so is Ober.
Really, they're both playing?
Well, usually is, but I think I'd take that spot now.
So who's most likely to get passworded is Taco, Aaron?
Joe.
I would say Joe, but I've been picking Brian to win for the past couple of weeks, and he hasn't been doing so. So I think that Dave Pate is most likely to get passworded as Tacoed.
Really?
Yeah. I think that Oberg, he has those weeks. He has those weeks where he actually does well, which, I mean, they're very few and far between. I mean, look at his record. So Johnny, getting passworded as Tacoed means that you're going to upset Dave. I think that you are probably going to upset Dave. And like I said, you don't have a very good record, 2-5. But you try, and I think that's you're going to get an A for effort this time.
Awesome. Hey, so basically we need to talk about this, Aaron. KSL News. Of the top four, who will finish in what order? You have Nanage, Kevin, Palmer, and Aaron. What do you think, Brian?
It's going to be Nanage first, Palmer second.
Then it has to be me because Kevin and Nanage are in the same division.
Okay, if you want to be technical, then it'll be you, then Kevin. Technically. But record-wise, I think I'm going to put you, Kevin, before you.
Ooh, I actually think that Palmer's going to be first. And then I think probably Nanage, myself, then Kevin. I think I'm going to finish third. I'm probably going to be like 9-4, maybe even 8-5. But I think that Kevin is going to fall victim to what he falls victim to every year, which he gets overconfident. And so, Kevin, I know that you're listening to this. He gets overconfident, and then somebody comes and just, eats his lunch, basically. So that's what I think is going to happen.
Right.
And Palmer's on a good roll. And right now, hate to say this, Brian, but, he's in probably the weakest division. You take a look, Pate is definitely his biggest competition there, but Ochi's not playing anymore. And then Brian is, in the rear and, he just lost to him. So I think Palmer's going to run away with it.
All right. I'm not sure about this. I'm thinking that Nanage is going to end up being number one overall, but I think he's also going to lose first round is what I think is going to happen. Just a powerful record. And by the way, Johnny, it's Gargle. So which of these two in the middle four are going to miss out? You get Pate, Ochi, Doug, and Snyder. Which of the two will we miss out, Aaron?
Ochi, obviously. Ochi's going to miss out. That's just for sure. If I had to pick, I would say Snyder. But to be honest, I think that probably Doug, Snyder, and Pate are going to make the playoffs. And then we're going to see a surprise entrant. I think that, we take a look at the bottom four, and I think we're going to see one person emerge from that one.
Yep, and fortunately, I'm sorry, Doug, but it's not your year this year. I'm definitely going to take that spot. So which of the bottom two could actually move up, Brian?
Well, not me.
You have no confidence in your team?
Yahoo doesn't, apparently.
Okay, well Johnny says that he's going to make it. I mean, do you agree?
He's got a good chance.
All right. Aaron?
Oberg. I think Oberg and Tybo probably could go either way, but I think you for sure, Andy, would be the one.
I hope so. So, Aaron, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that, Andy, you obviously have been the victim of scheduling, and I think that you're gonna emerge as that. You'll probably be like the seventh seed or something like that, but you'll be like the dangerous seventh seed in the same way like Mike was last year. The only saving grace, though, for Oberg is that he does have some pretty easy opponents coming up, and so Oberg could potentially make his way into the playoffs. But he would be like an eighth seed. He would just squeeze his way in there. It'd be like maybe. What was her name again, Johnny?
It doesn't matter.
Could you tell me? It doesn't matter.
He already forgot her name. So, which NFL team with the same record is most like your team, Brian?
Repeat the question. I was busy looking at something else.
Okay. Of the NFL teams out there with a similar record that you have, which is more like you, your team? As yeah, in like...
So, Brian, you're 1-6. What team out there that's like a 1-5, a 1-6 would you say you're most like?
I don't know who they are.
Well, let's see here. We got the Browns, the Chiefs, Browns. The Jags, the Panthers, and that's it.
What about Jacksonville? Are they?
Yeah, there? Jacksonville is.
I think them. They're all over. Yeah, they just suck.
So they're in rebuilding stage, you would say, then, kind of like your team.
No. Maurice Jones-Drew is now gone for a very long time. And
Interesting. And Oberg says that he's most like the Lions, which means that he has a couple of good players that he relies on, but they don't win him the games.
Like Calvin Johnson?
Yep. Man, by the way, he really wants to get rid of Calvin Johnson. Who wants Calvin Johnson?
And he wants a running back. You know, he doesn't mind taking like a backup running back. He just wants a deal.
You know what's really funny is I told him earlier in the year, because Brian was saying, you know what, I would trade him AP for Calvin Johnson. I'm like, you know, I think you should do that. It's a pretty even trade. And I told Oberg, dude, you should do that. He's like, no way, dude, no way. And now he's like, oh, dude, I really, really want to do that. Should have listened to me.
No, I don't want to.
And yeah, listen to that.
I wouldn't mind unloading AP, but I'd still need another. I still need a running back, so I'd have to trade for another running back.
So AP,
but I would doing it for draft, like somebody's draft pick.
Yeah,
you know, higher round draft pick.
And you know what back. You should do? You should do like AP and like your eighth for Chris Johnson and then his like worst running back and like his
tonight
I don't know,
they gave him Adrian four. Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
See.
Which one they all suck. I don't know, Larod Howling Stevens, whatever his name is.
You know what really sucks? Because I am what? I am 2-5. There isn't a 2-5 NFL team.
Well, look at it like a 2-4 or something like that.
Well, then I'm the Saints.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
All right. So, Aaron, what are you?
Definitely. No D.
Yeah, although it's funny because Andy's team is only D. You know, I would have to say I'm probably like the 49ers. You know, I'm fairly one-dimensional. Or I would even argue I'm close to the Bears. Because, come on. And here's why I would say that. Because I have very good running backs. I have very good wide receivers. I don't have a very good quarterback. Hence, neither do the Chicago Bears. I have a pretty okay defense. I mean, I guess their defense is really good. I would say I'm probably closer to them, though. Because I have some pretty good players, but if they don't all play together, then they're not that good.
Hey, dude, real quick. I heard a rumor. Can you clarify this for me? That there is someone in this chat realm, you know, because we're all Cuff fans, that actually has worn a Cardinal hat.
No, there's no way, dude.
I heard someone has, and I wish he could speak right now. Can you say anything?
Oh, yeah. I love the Cardinals, and I love Whitney, too.
So let's talk about survival. So, who did Johnny say he's like? The Lions, that's right.
Yeah.
So let's move on to survival.
Actually, I got a question for Brian. Brian.
Okay.
Do you want to become the first owner in history to actually make the playoffs from a 1-6 record?
Well, right. I mean, if I win, then AP is not going anywhere. He's staying on my team.
So is that kind of your thing? Is if you win this week, you're going to keep trying?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I hope that you do win, sir. I hope that you do win.
Hey, let's talk about something that's more important, though. Let's talk about the fact that I'm in the league right now for pick'ems.
You are in the league for pick'ems. That's
lead.
Correct.
Lead.
I'm sorry. You should enunciate by taking that penis out of your mouth.
Well, first of all, okay. It's out. Anyways, This has actually been fun messing with Johnny because he can't talk, but now he's not around, so it's not going to be fun anymore. But excuse me.
There goes the semen.
Oh, man. So I'm on top right now for Pick'em. That's all we really have to say about it because I'm awesome.
Yeah.
Is there anything we need to talk about NFL related?
No. No, I don't think so.
All right. So, Johnny, I want you to put some smack talk into your opponent this week.
I'll be in section 111, row.
Oh, duh. Yeah.
Yes. Let's finally talk. Finally. I was waiting for someone to say something and nothing happened. So,
we got three owners going.
Who are the three going?
Me.
Brian.
Palmer.
Ty.
That's it.
And Doug.
And Doug.
Doug's going to be one row in front or behind you guys, down like five or six seats or something like that.
Or there'll be three of us. Yeah. Okay. I forgot Doug was going.
Yeah. And just to let you know, if there's any lineup changes that need to be done, I'm not going to be around.
And also, I changed your phone's language to Portuguese.
Good luck. It is decided. Anyway, so.
By the way, guys, I got cards made just to let you know for the league. And mine says not only co-commissioner, but also the Hall of Records owner, just to let you know. So I'm gonna send those out to you guys in case you ever need to get a hold of me.
Wow. You seriously went that far?
I am strongly, if I win this year, there's a very, very, very good chance I am buying a ring.
Seriously?
I'm just letting you know. Yeah, I am definitely going to buy a ring. And it's going to be a custom one, so it'll probably, you know, be twice as much as what I was thinking about spending. Because I'm going to have the, you know, 3 years on there. You know, it's going to be a real one, not like any of that, you know, oh, this is just a 2012 ring. It's going to be like 2006, 2011, 2012 champion.
It's like a class ring.
Yeah, basically.
That would be funny if you did that, in all seriousness. And then you came out, hung out with us, and you took your wedding ring off and said, tonight I'm single.
No, tonight I'm married to a different passion, which is fantasy football.
To the Magic Cup. So, Brian...
No. But
the Vikings just got smoked. Are they as good as they were, or do they still suck?
They suck.
Okay.
So, Brian, do you want to say anything to your opponent this week, being Joe? Do you want to say anything to him?
I hope he plays like he does, you know, every other
off week.
It's like 150.
Okay. And this is what Joe told me to tell you. I'm going to go to town back there. So, Aaron, you got anything you want to say to Nanigay?
Yeah. Hey, Dave, I know that you're probably listening to this because you're obsessed with fantasy football like the rest of us. You know, Dougie Fresh, he wanted me to tell you he said what up. And he just dropped a 56 on you. That's what he did. He got a couple touchdowns and a modifier. So how do you like dem apples?
Applesauce, bitch. And what do I have to say to Ty? Ty, guess what? You're going to lose. It's all that matters. I will now be the eighth or seventh seed, hopefully, but I will smoke your ass.
I see Aaron put in Hakeem Nicks. That's already a bad sign.
A bad sign is if you don't use the special coupon code Section 8686.
Did you plan Gator. For that?
No, but it worked out great, though. Thank you. I really do appreciate that, guys. I mean,
oh, jeez.
What? It's all good, dude. It works out great. We promote the show this way.
I wish you guys had the stat tracker up. If you click on league standings right now, because Oberg and Dave Pate's game is currently tied, he's 4-3-1.
Oh, no,
that's
no.
The only time I've ever seen a tie in there. Only time. It's weird looking. It's weird looking.
That's what she said. Yeah. All right, so for the 2002 champion, Mr. Brian Chateed, and the 2006 and 2011 champion, Mr. AP Hughes, I am the Drew, the commish, and we'll see you on the gridiron.
Now right. We have a third of the KSL champions on this podcast right now. And that's pretty crazy. You know, I mean, I have two and Brian has one. And how many do you have, Andy?
It's not how big it is. It's the motion.
By the way, Andy, as I mentioned in my post, I don't know if you saw it or not, but
no,
Ryan went 0-4 and still made it to the playoffs. And he, not only did he make it, he made it to the finals to beat you. You went 0-4 this year, and you're currently on kind of a tear to the point where you might be the one to make the playoffs, almost in a very poetic way, in order to actually win the Magic Cup finally.
I hate you.
You know what's sad is Andy is currently 2-5, and he has more points for than against. So